This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Joining me this week is Genevieve Quirk, the Oceans Campaigner for Greenpeace Australia. Thank you so much for your time today, Genevieve.
Lovely to speak with you, Adam.
Fish is a staple part of the diet these days, but I believe that fish stocks are in jeopardy and this may not be a staple for too much longer if we continue the way we're going.
We're emptying our oceans, and for 1 billion people on the planet, fish is their major protein. In fact, a UN report now predicts that by 2050, we won't have fish to eat.
Wow, that's pretty scary. And I know that tuna is one of the main fish that many of us are eating.
Unfortunately, the way we've been fishing means we've actually lost 90% of our top predators, species like sharks, tuna and marlin. And tuna is the highest selling seafood product in Australia.
Why are we losing these fish stocks?
Fishing methods have advanced to the point that they are decimating the fish out there. For tuna, typically they're caught with a 2 kilometre net that encircles the school. And now, with the advancements in fishing, they've got these deadly fish magnets. These are called fish aggregating devices. And unfortunately, it's not just the target species tuna that's drawn to the fad. It is endangered sharks and turtles and other marine life that are all killed in this 2 kilometre net.
And as well as the nets as well, I've seen a great video or a great documentary that Greenpeace is, promoting recently called The End of the Line, where they actually kind of trawl the bottom of the ocean and just drag up absolutely everything.
Trawling is something that could never be considered sustainable. Not only do you take out the target species, you take out the entire community and their shelter. Everything that's living on the sea floor can be impacted with a trawl. It's one thing that you can do straight away. Ask where your seafood's from. Ask how it was caught. If it was caught by a trawl, tell your seafood monger you absolutely don't want that type of seafood.
When it comes to controlling the oceans as well, on land, countries have borders and it's a bit easier to police, but in the ocean, is it harder to police who's actually catching the fish?
Yeah, for example, with tuna, half of the world's tuna is caught in the Pacific, and that's in the zone of 17 tiny Pacific Island countries that have really large oceanic borders. But beyond that, you've got the high seas zones, and policing millions of square kilometres of oceans is challenging for a small developing coastal state. And on the high seas, Greenpeace has been out there with our ship, and we've found enormous amounts of illegal fishing taking place on the high seas, and that's why we're out there to get the high seas closed and declared as marine reserves to protect from this illegal fishing.
Genevieve, you've been overseas recently where different people from around the world have been discussing what to do with this problem. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
In each ocean, there is a commission that is there to set the conservation management measures for each fishery. Unfortunately, to date, they have failed. There is a commission for the Pacific, and they have put in conservation measures that are far stronger than in many other oceans. They have actually closed 2 areas of the high seas to those fish aggregating devices and those huge 2 kilometre nets, and this is to control the overfishing problem with tuna. There is some progress being made, but it simply isn't fast enough. So the Pacific Island countries themselves have, through the fishing contracts that they have, said no fishing in the high seas areas if you've got a fishing contract to fish in our waters. And this is a very progressive marine conservation measure.
That's a great advance. Now, what can people do at home?
The really good news is that Greenpeace has brought out a canned tuna guide. This means that people in Australia can understand where and how the tuna was caught and make a decision about whether they would like to choose a more sustainable product. To date, the brands have kept us in the dark. Most of them did not even put the name of the species on the can, and that's really important. People need to look for skipjack tuna on the can, and they also need to look for how it was caught, because there is a much more sustainable way to fish that avoids the wasteful catch of turtles and sharks, and that's poline line fishing. The product people can look for is called Fish Forever. It's not just sustainable, it also makes sure that the people who profit from the fishery are the developing coastal state. So it's a real win-win situation.
And whereabouts can we find that guide?
You can head to the Greenpeace website, greenpeace.org/tuna, and you'll get the latest information. We've recently re-ranked the canned tuna brands, and there's been massive changes. Aldi no longer sources tuna from the high seas in the Pacific. This means that the choice you make when you choose one of those cans has an impact all the way back to the ocean.
That's great to know that we're actually making a difference and that big companies are actually changing where they're sourcing their tuna from. Genevieve, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much, Adam.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys better though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.